With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to
MZ.
Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
So this very well may be our final show.
Could be.
Why?
Because we have everyone in studio.
Oh.
Any one of us can be carrying the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. But we thought that's the fun in it. It's our Halloween show. Got to add a little bit of some scarce tactics to this whole thing.
We should do a game.
We're like those cults that drink the Kool-Aid and we all die at the same time.
Oh, no. Wheel of disease.
Oh, God.
All right, would that be disease.
Yeah, would that be us guessing the disease or giving the disease? Or
us somehow contracting a disease just at random.
Well, we did, remember that time we did ice cream roulette?
I think so.
And we had a wheel of ice cream. One of them was Bluebell and potentially had Listeria.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
And Jaime's the one who got it.
Yeah. I was thinking of the wheel, just a wheel of pain, just like something like that.
Yeah.
But it's just different similar, but yeah, you're right.
We get a lazy Susan with different swabs of different diseases and put it in the center of the table. But yeah, this could very well. We decided, you know, why not? We haven't seen a lot of. I haven't seen Spider since March in real life. We've seen each other virtually, of course. Jaime's in studio. We'll talk to him here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen him since, I don't know, last December. So anyway, got a big show planned. We also have Julie somewhere outside of the building.
Ish. No way.
She didn't bring the hazmat suit.
Right.
So oh my gosh.
We can't let her in because she doesn't have her hazmat suit.
We truly are just...
We could die in here.
Yeah.
Or we could die out there. It's kind of like a haunted house, really. But you can't leave because you could die. What's waiting outside these doors is even worse what's in here.
Is it what do you call it? No, I was going to say, I'm more worried about being around Julie than I am with you guys.
Right. Right. So what do you do?
Am I a bitch for that?
No.
Okay.
So here's what I think.
That's just smart.
Let's just live here for the next week or so. She's got to get tired eventually.
Is she going to call in?
I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet.
Well, what if she gets here and she calls? Can I utter the line?
No, no. She's here. She's literally at the Starbucks.
That's what I'm saying. Is that if she calls, I can say the call is coming from inside the building.
I got a note from someone that there was a girl who walked into the Starbucks in a sweatshirt and no pants.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Could that have been Julie?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
But before we die, I'm very excited to announce that our new vocal processor is here and in studio, and it's so much fun.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to take you guys on a little journey through this new vocal processor. The only one who's really played with it is me and Clark. Have you played with it, Eric?
No.
You wasn't here when you were here last, right?
Huh? No, I wasn't here. No.
All right. Yeah. Let me figure out.
I've just been staring at it for a week.
Well, for a while, we didn't even have... It came without a plug. So we were... I didn't want to run it too long because I didn't want to kill it. But let me see here. I'm going to cut my mic off.
Oh, it's like a... It runs on like internal battery?
Yeah, there is batteries.
Well,
he got a power cord for it.
Yeah, finally. We had to wait for that
so
to come in.
So you can use it like wirelessly somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's cool.
Like we could take it out on the street.
Oh.
Have a little PA set up and Clark can do his music and stand. Actually, Clark can do his stand-up out there.
Oh, wow.
I'll
maybe in the same hood park that you filmed Patriot Pete
video. Yeah.
I'm sure I'll go over really well there.
Yeah. I think that's actually in West Dallas. It looked very familiar, which I think where you filmed that was actually close to the projects.
So I'm going to start like this. Okay, so this is just a kind of a regular effect. Actually, I can turn them all off altogether. Should have done that. I'm going to take you guys through a little journey of theater of the mind. Hello,
Eric, dashing through the snow.
Oh, God. Oh my gosh.
So there's, you can do different things like that.
Like a barbershop quartet.
Okay.
Give me a line from a...
Hello, my baby. Do the hello, my baby.
Hello. Mm-hmm. But maybe I can do it like this. Hello, hello. Oh, that sounds awful. Hello, my baby. Oh. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Why does it have such a low tone there? Anyway, then we have the vocoder.
The
And then, of course, we have auto-tune, which is really exciting.
It's his favorite one.
In the night of the cold story ever told, and if I'm alone, alone as lost a soul to a woman so heartless.
What's a Twister song?
Twister?
Twister.
Oh, I think in the movie
Celebrity
Twister.
Overnight.
I don't know that one.
You know,
give me one back
you
from
know,
like 2003.
I thought you were mentioning the movie Twister, like a song from that movie, and I was all like, what?
Yeah. I'm going to do the whole Twister soundtrack.
The score.
Oh no, there's a Twister. It's a F7.
Why did I move to Oklahoma?
Why did I move to Oklahoma?
Bring out Toto. Wasn't that the name of that contraption they made?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the classic.
Don't spoil it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, sorry.
I was saying Rosanna.
I have seen Roseanne. Now, I don't know what this is. This is just, I think this just changes the pitch. Hello, testing 1, 2. That sounds like Mark.
Hi, this is Kieran. Hi, Kieran. You know what? This is the Kieran and Kieran podcast. I want to bring in my co-host, Kieran with a C. Kieran with a C, how are you?
I'm doing well today.
Oh, hang on, let me turn this off. Okay, go ahead.
I'm doing well today.
Yeah, so we were in Walmart the other day, and this Mexican young gentleman told us to wear a mask.
Well, I mean, do you absolutely know he's Mexican? He could have been maybe Middle Eastern.
That's true. He looked a little Muslim to me, yeah.
I mean, his skin was obviously darker than mine,
right.
So I was already guarded.
He's already a threat.
Yeah, he was wearing a mask, and how do we not know he's there to not rob the place?
Right.
And, you know, Walmart's out of ammunition, so I don't have any bullets for my gun, so
yeah.
This was just the perfect time for me to call the cops.
Yeah. Well, we got to take a quick break for our commercial break sponsor, Pumpkin Spice Candles.
Oh, no.
No, Pumpkin Spice...
lattes.
I was trying to think of something else, but and I don't know what this does. And this was just a whistle.
Like
I'm in... Cinderella.
You sound like one of the old bartenders from Vic.
I was going to say Snow White.
And this is another auto-tune, but I think it does it in a different way. In the night.
Oh, that's rough.
No.
And then this is my favorite, actually.
The telephone.
Oh.
Hi, guys. It's Donald Trump. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Actually, first-time listener, long-time caller. It's great to see you. I defeated coronavirus in 3 days. Not since Jesus has anyone defeated something so deadly in 3 days.
Then you get this, you get...
Whoa.
You have this. You have this. Hey, y'all.
All right.
And then a child. Well, this is Karen again. Hi. Hi, you've reached the Karen and Karen voicemail.
Leave a message.
Remember to live, laugh, and love. Also call the police on anyone darker than you. Goodbye.
And then this is Rhonda. Hey, y'all. And actually, this is Julia. I'm outside. Anyway.
What'd you think, Spider?
I like it. We got some options there.
All right, I need to figure out how to turn that. All right, we're good. We went and shot Patriot Pete this week, the second one. Patriot Pete Rides Again. And
the only thing he was riding was that clown.
Right.
Inflatable clown, so.
And we came back here. We probably spent, how long were we out there? Like an hour?
No, we had to have been there for at least an hour and a half.
Okay. And then we came back here and we were here for 2 hours playing with the vocal effects machine.
Well, also scouting the location was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because it was in a park, but there was a street that we thought we could get to it, but it was a residential street that basically dead end before we got to the park. And we drove by this one guy who was the guy that was waiting outside of his car.
Yeah.
For somebody to come by.
Right.
And we drive by and, you know, we didn't make eye contact.
I did. I looked him straight in his eye.
We drive down one.
To show dominance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then on the way back, Mark looks at him and the guy just starts mad dogging Mark. And yeah. I'm like, no, we need to get out of here.
So,
and he was also 10 years old.
Right. Yeah. We almost got beat up by a 10-year-old in the hood.
That wasn't North Oak Cliff. That was West Dallas.
Is it?
Yes.
Is there a difference?
Yes, there is a difference. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Michael Gross, you know him from Family Ties. You know him from the Tremors movies. There's several of them. He is going to be on next. And then when we come back from that, Clark and I are going to tell you how we almost died, how we probably have some sort of disease for messing around in a hill in the middle of the ghetto. It was a lot of fun.
I'm afraid about that water that you're like close to.
Oh, yeah. That was Clark's idea.
You should have let him do it.
And by the way, that was the cleanest. This pond is like, I don't know what a square footage is, but it's pretty big. And that was the cleanest. It had the least amount of trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around it. So well, we picked that area.
Yeah, I saw because the ducks were still alive. They weren't dead in the water.
The ducks were so grateful to see another human being. They were coming up to us. Like, oh, please save us. Take us home. And then I threw the clown balloon at him. And then they went away. All right, we're right back.
MZ Now.
Hey, Dad, everybody. This is Pinky of TV's Pinky and the Brain. And you and I and the Brain are listening to Michael Zavala.
Narf.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone. I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone. A-A-A. 3-8. M-T-L-I-V-E-5 all day. All day. Call me on the phone. A-A-A. 3-8. M-T-L-I-V-E-5 all day. All day. Call me on the phone. I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Phone, call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone.
How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you very much. I'm excited about this release. We finished this film in December, and finally, we get a release date.
I'm so excited. I'm a huge Tremors fan. I'm a little late to the Tremors party, though. I think I saw the first movie maybe 10 years ago, but I couldn't get enough. I just kind of just binged whatever was available at that time. What do you think it is about these movies that keep people like me coming back for more?
My best guess, Michael, is that in a crazy way. Well, this is a combination of a lot of different genres. It's monster movie. It's sci-fi. It's action adventure. It's quirky, kind of offbeat comedy. You've got sort of extreme characters like Bert Gummer, and I think. But I'm going to get to the base of it. I think it's very family friendly. I think it's one of those few films that you can still watch together several generations and not be ashamed. Well, maybe a little bit of language too off color for some people, but this is a film where seriously human beings don't kill other human beings.
Right.
We kill monsters. If there's a body count, it's because of monsters. This is not a slasher film. There are no, there's no chainsaw massacres. It's not people killing people. It's people killing monsters. In that respect, I think it harkens back to the great monster movies of the 40s and 50s when the monsters were the enemies, not other people.
Right.
And I'll tell you something that we've always insisted upon, too, and I have. This started in the first film, and we've kept it ever after. Burt Gummer, of course, has never seen a weapon he doesn't love, and particularly guns, but he never intentionally turns those guns on another human being.
Right.
It's always Burt against the monsters, not Burt against others. As bad as some of these human beings are, his little nemesis, including in Tremors 7, he tries to save them. They may be idiots, but he doesn't like to see idiots and incompetents lose their lives.
Right.
He still tries to save them. So I think there's a kind of, I don't know, family friendliness and old-fashioned goodness.
There's a wholesomeness to it.
Yeah. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I think, oh, yeah, there's something more to this than just monsters, and that's part of what's always attracted me.
Now, the last couple of movies you worked with Jamie Kennedy, who I'm also a huge fan of, he played your son, but Jamie isn't in this one. It's in this movie, it's John Heder, who I love as well. What's his character's relationship with you?
Well, he's a guy who, like Jamie, is sort of drug. Jamie was drug unwillingly into this crazy morass by the fact that he comes looking for Bert for help, and these are one of the classic sidekick movies where they're so mismatched. But yet the guy steps up to the plate and does his job. And I loved working with Jamie on those other two and loved working with John on this. And I think one of the things that it constantly renews me is the new characters. People say, how can you play this character for 30 years? Well, number one, I don't play him every day.
Right.
So step into it every couple of years. But the other thing is, I think I'm renewed by the writing and the new cast members who bring new blood to the piece and their enthusiasm. And I'm re-enthused because of them, I think.
Now, did you guys film this in South Africa as well? Because you filmed the other two, I think, there. Is correct?
We filmed two in South Africa. This one actually was in Thailand.
Oh, wow.
And you'll see a very different look. Some beautiful scenery, skyscapes, seascapes, all that sort of thing. We were in the south of Thailand pre-COVID, so very fortunate in that experience. And but it was very, very hot, humid, hot sun where we were. And so I just made sure to bring lots of sunblock and lots of insect repellent. There's some dangerous little bugs out there.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. Thankfully, it was pre-COVID. Otherwise, you had another thing to worry about.
Yeah.
With every movie, the creatures kind of get scarier. And that's the great thing is they're always upping the ante every movie. What can we look forward to with Shrieker Island?
Well, without giving too much away, there have been some mutations. And that's the fun part about it. First of all, by the very name, we know that Shriekers, which we haven't seen in maybe 10 or 12 years, maybe longer, are back. These are another mutation of the Graboids, the original creatures in Tremors 1. And that's part of the fun, I think, because Burt Gummer, this wonderful obsessive, compulsive, and paranoid character I play, is always prepared for one monster, and then he finds himself dealing with an entirely different monster. So as much as he's prepared, he's always a little off balance.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit like life in that respect.
I'm so glad that you sign on to do all these Tremor movies. It's just not the same if you weren't a part of it. If they did 20 more of these, would you sign on to do these if you could?
Well, if that's an important condition you put on, if I could, because I'm in my seventh decade, and the fact that I'm doing action adventure in my 70s is beyond me.
Right.
So that I very much try to keep in shape. Bert is such fun. I've been unable to say no. Let's just put it that way. When other cast members have said, nah, I think we've had enough.
Yeah.
Bert is just such a wonderful character. I can't say no because he tickles me to death.
Right.
So I'm there for as long as I can keep it up, and as long as the storyline is interesting. I'm interested in story as well as this character, and energized, as I say, by new cast members coming in. I will say this: in the past three movies, one of the things that's energized me is not just Bert dealing with monsters, but Bert dealing with the monsters within.
Yeah.
That is to say, his personal challenges, finding a son he never knew existed, who for a man who's a complete misanthrope and wants nothing to do with any other human beings, the fact that somebody he never knew existed shows up and calls him Papa is a really scary thing to this man.
Yeah.
And then in Tremors 6, we're dealing with somebody who comes in and says, dealing with his mortality and that he's been infected by a sort of graboid venom and has to imagine what life would be like without him in the world.
Yeah.
And then in this one, he's dealing with a woman from the past who comes into his life and says, you're doing things all wrong, mister. You've made all the wrong life choices.
Yeah.
So he's forced to reassess himself and deal with his own demons as well as the demons without. And I think that's always fun for me, just the interior life of a character.
Well, Mr. Gross, I can't wait. It's been a pleasure. Make sure to check out Tremors Shrieker Island, which is out now. It's also the 30th anniversary of Tremors, which is great. The DVDs and Blu-ray has a ton of great bonus features. I can't wait to watch it. And thank you for keeping us safe all these years from graboids and shriekers. And I don't think you get enough credit for saving the world.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but if you check into YouTube, you'll find that Bert Gummer is also running for president right now. I can save the United States as well.
Well, he's got my vote.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
You'll know it's time to turn the dial when you hear this sound.
I'll give her a D for like, damn, what the hell was that?
MZ Now. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv.
So yeah, what was it, Wednesday? Oh, hang on. There you go.
Yes.
Wednesday, Clark was the boom guy. We hired Mark, famed videographer for Hans Zimmer and Zack Snyder.
Oh, okay.
And he came out and shot Patriot Pete 2. Patriot Pete fights the fake news media. And Spider's always saying, like, there's a park around here. I always hear, like, there's a park around here. It's not too far from here, whatever. So I don't know what he's talking about or where, what direction it is.
Rivershawn?
I have no idea.
It's very close to here.
Oh, Rivershawn?
Does it have a pond?
Yeah,
it is.
I don't think there's a pond, no.
No, I don't. I think he's thinking of a different park. Because that park was not close to here.
No, it was like 10 minutes away.
Yeah, that's not close.
Rottweiler Park is right down the street, too. Right on Harry Hunt.
Rottweiler Park?
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to
shoot. Rottweiler with a G. Rottweiler.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know if we want to go shoot a Patriot Pete video at a Rottweiler Park.
I'm going to have to put you one on Rivershawn after the show.
Okay.
Rivershawn.
It's not for our PG show.
No.
Everybody used to cruise Rivershawn back in the day.
It's a family show. Like Bobby. So I had the idea a while back because, you know, when we did the first Patriot Pete video, we put it up on YouTube. And it was doing really well. Like, we had a couple thousand, I think,
mm-hmm.
within the first couple of days it was on. And then YouTube shadow banned it. What that means is
You can't search for it. The only way you can find this video is if you go to, you know, the website, or if you go to my personal YouTube page, and you can see the video there. Otherwise, you can't find it. If you just try to type Patriot Pete, you'll never find this video. There's a Pete the Patriot.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They ban it? Why did they ban it?
I don't know. Because they're... Because
he's so anti-mask.
Maybe, that's why.
Yeah, you're against doctors and everything.
Right.
That really did it.
So
they'll definitely shadow ban this one.
Now, I was mad, personally, because it was doing really well. Like, this is a video that could have gone viral that Trump would have posted or retweeted on his Twitter. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that they just kind of stifled my growth. So I was thinking about, like, what would Patriot Pete do? And he would do a video exactly like this. He would call YouTube the fake news media and just go all out. So I had the idea. I pitched it a few months ago to the guys, and everyone seemed to think it was a good idea. We just didn't really know when we could shoot it. There were some scheduling conflicts, and then you know, everything kind of worked itself out to where we could do it this past Wednesday. So we were up here at the studio. We knew what we were going to do for the most part, and we just didn't know where we were going to shoot it at. So Clark's like, where are we going? I'm like, I don't know. First thing first, Mark comes in, and we're all in this Studio B over here next to me. And it's a very tiny studio, about the size of our studio back in the old place. And we're all in there, close quarters. And Mark comes in, and we were talking about, I don't know, coronavirus or whatever. And Mark says, oh, my goodness, yeah, it's so bad out there. My parents both have it.
Oh, yeah.
What?
And that's exactly what I said.
No way. He did not say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, they had it. It was like my mom had it, but she wasn't that bad. My dad had it, and he was like sweating.
He never told me this.
Yeah. He told it to me.
I saw him last Saturday.
Yeah. Ooh. So here's the thing. I said, well, why are you here?
Oh.
Yeah.
I said, well, if your parents have coronavirus, why are you here? Oh, well, I don't live with them anymore. Okay. But
yeah, I couldn't see because Clark's in the way. Like,
oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead.
As always, he's always in the way.
Right.
As I almost knocked over our plexiglass barrier.
Onto Jaime.
He doesn't care. I think he's more worried about his sugar water than anything.
You have sugar water?
It's coffee with a bunch of sugar in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't put sugar. I put that
syrup?
That cream. Yeah.
What cream?
French vanilla cream.
That's a bunch of sugar. You know that, right?
That's rather bougie.
Yeah. You know how much sugar is that thing?
Yeah. You know, I ain't been to Starbucks in a long time, though, Mr. Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
Is that a star? That's racetrack.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I didn't say it's not even
I thought you were going to say it's racist.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was about to say that. Like, that's racist.
Sorry.
So he goes this whole thing about how his parents have it or had it. And then he goes into how his cousins have had it. And I'm like, well, why are you here? If your whole family has COVID, why are you here? Oh, well, I don't live with them anymore. I live with my roommate, Yaya or Wawa or
Wawa, yeah.
Zaza, whatever.
Yeah.
And I say, ZZ Top. And I said, well, how long ago, when's the last time you saw your parents? He says, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
And I said, when did they have COVID? He goes, I don't know, like maybe two or three. I said, I need exact dates.
Right. Here.
Meanwhile, he's not wearing a mask.
Ah.
We're 5.5 feet. You know, he's not at that 6 feet distance where Corona's like, oh, I can't touch you now.
You can't go that far.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's 6 feet, 1 inch. I can't do that.
And then drop to the floor.
Right. The way Eric did it.
I know.
You're talking to me like 3 feet in front of my face, or however many feet it was. It was very close. Mm-hmm. It was not within a safe distance. And you're telling me to all the people you know in your life that have COVID, and we're about to be in a car together, and we're about to be spending, you know, half a day together shooting this video. Why do you tell us now?
Yeah.
No, but it's okay. Like, he said, me and my roommate, Jar Jar, we're so, you know, cautious about everything and blah, blah, blah. After that first scare we had when a lot of the gay community got COVID, and y'all brought it down to my neck of the woods.
I think it was just them. It wasn't the whole gay community.
Well, but the gay community that I know. Which
I don't know. I thought it made, didn't it make the front page in The Voice?
No, something else did recently. But, yeah.
Look at all these gays.
Yeah. Get these gays out of my bar.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that could be a whole show of its own.
It really could. So anyway, I'm like, whatever. At this point, we're exposed. So nothing we can do about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go shoot this video. So we start searching areas around town, a park close by that we can shoot this video at.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted something with a pond. Because at one point, I had this vision of us throwing the balloon thing, the balloon clown, into the water, and it just kind of floating away. But then we're like, how do we get it back? How do we retrieve it? It's a whole thing. So I was like, well, we won't do that. But I want a pond. So the closest area that we could find anyway on the map is like 10 minutes from here. And what I would think is North Oak Cliff. It's called Fish Trap Lake.
Let me look it up.
And it's literally an oasis in the ghetto. And we didn't know that. We were just driving there and we're like, I don't know if we should really shoot. I mean, I'm in an outfit that's literally the American flag. You know what I mean?
You're in the wrong part of town.
And real quick, I just want to back.
Oh my God.
It's right
it
there.
Is.
I told you.
I just want to cross from the high school. Is that a high school that's right
yeah,
there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to backtrack real quick. After the like COVID scare that we had with Mark, as we were getting in the car, mm-hmm. like Mark sat in the back and I sat up front with MZ. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna scoot the chair up a little bit. Mark's like, oh no, I got plenty of room. And I'm like, no, I'm doing it for my safety.
He goes right behind to his ear. Yeah. I have plenty of room.
Yeah. Bye.
Clark, like, don't, like, you don't have
he's like
to
breathing
do
on my
neck.
Can't
wait to shoot this video. And he's coughing in the back.
You pretty Clark.
And so I'm freaking out already. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're all
like,
in this.
Open up the windows, turn the air conditioner on.
Did you notice that I changed the AC from recycled to outdoor air?
Yeah, I thought actually that would make it worse because now you're circulating all the air all around.
We're like in a plane cabin now at this point.
You would literally have to open all the windows for it to like not.
All for a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. We're literally dying for a bit.
And yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I think I told you about this already before, but I get so upset with people that say that, oh no, I'm overly cautious. I take all the precautions, but they're the first ones to get coronavirus.
Yes.
You know, because they take no precautions.
Right.
Because for whatever reason, if you watch those people, they're touching the door handles, they're eating foods with their unwashed hands.
Oh, yeah. Martin never washed his hands the entire time we were shooting this video. We was dropping stuff on the ground on accident, of course.
Oh, here you go.
So I'll get to that part. So we find, first off, it took us forever to find this area because it really is kind of
secluded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you have the ghetto on one side, then you have a high school, mm-hmm. and then you've got industrial buildings. Mm-hmm. So like, yes. How do we get there? On the way there, we saw a dead cat on the side of the road.
Did y'all drive past the high school to get to it? Because you know, it's the
high school. We drove
right
around.
It goes a little lake.
Yeah, we drove around it to get to that back road where the lake was.
All right.
And then we finally get there, and there's this two older gentlemen fishing in the little canopy area.
Was it Jaime?
Yeah.
And they look like really nice guys, and then we pull up, mm-hmm. and we've got balloons and camera equipment,
also,
and those guys immediately just get in their vehicles and leave.
Mm-hmm. Also, as we're pulling up, there was a young girl walking by herself.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, that's how we approach it.
It's not that there's anything wrong with it.
And she wasn't
that
young. She was like a teenager or high school or college age.
Michael could have stopped and parked about 100 feet behind her.
Okay.
But no, he kept driving by her.
God.
And like probably 20 feet past her.
I was behind her for a long time.
And then parks. And it's like we all three get out at the same time. Oh. And she's walking and Mark's got camera equipment with her.
She had her thumb on 911 for sure.
Yeah. And I wanted to open the trunk and be like, it's okay, there's no room in the trunk, sweetheart.
Right. You see all this junk back here this guy keeps in here? But so we get out of the car and it's really a great place to shoot this video. It really was. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to find an area that wasn't too, it was kind of secluded. So mm-hmm. people, if somebody brought out a gun, we would at least be somewhat out of firing range.
Right.
Because here I am.
6 feet.
By the way, I'm not in my Patriot Pete outfit at this point. I'm in all black like I normally wear.
Okay.
And my goal was to stay in my all black outfit until it was time to shoot those particular scenes. So we get up there, we find this really nice area, and we look down the ground, and there's every disgusting thing you can imagine. Toothpicks.
What else?
Masks.
Needles, drugs.
No needles. I didn't see no needles.
Thank God.
But human, there was a...
You was all hair. In that grass like you was... Free.
Q-tips all over the place.
We found where someone had to have been kicked out of their apartment by their lady, and mm-hmm. they were just living by the lake.
Yeah.
Like, let's see. I swear I saw piles of human hair.
Mm-hmm.
Just there. No mm-hmm. syringes. I was disappointed.
So now, like, we already got COVID to worry about, and then we've got, you know, whatever's on the ground that we have to worry about. Uh-huh. And now I'm, like, overly cautious. Mm-hmm. And so we set up. And immediately we realize I got to get in that Patriot Pete outfit right away because mm-hmm.
we have to shoot these scenes really quick. So I get into it. I look over to where those guys were, the older gentlemen were fishing. They're gone. They're like, I don't want no part of this.
They saw Clark and said, nope.
No. Because they probably said, y'all going to report him to the fishing license people.
They probably thought that Clark was part of the...
Like I was a game warden?
No. Like just part of the city enforcement. Like, you know.
Have a license to be fishing.
Holding a clown punching bag?
Yep. We're getting you on video. Do y'all have a fishing license? You're live on MZ Now. We're trying to get you out of here.
But we were so far away from him. We were like way on the other side of the
Clark
lake,
the narc.
Pond.
Yeah, that was my nickname.
And it's not even
school.
That big of a lake, though.
That's not where your fishing pole goes.
You could probably walk around the damn thing.
Oh, also, just to preface, like how I think they say how ghetto this place is.
You can't say that. That's racist.
Well, okay.
You can't say that.
Beep that out, please.
They actually,
you know, this is 2020, right?
Sorry. Yeah, just bleep that out.
Who are you voting for?
They had. Was it like fencing around the trees?
Yeah, so you know we're in a bad neighborhood when they have fencing around the trees, like, so that no one would steal them.
Yeah, basically the trees were locked up so you couldn't like cut the trees down.
Right. You know they lock up the DVDs at Walmart?
Yeah.
And you know you're in a bad Walmart or bad area
anyway?
Trying
to figure out why that's even...
And there was like even, no lie, in this particular tree where we shot the
were
Patriot
like,
Pete...
Were they like new, brand new
no,
trees?
No, they were
baby
old trees.
They're giant trees.
I mean, well rooted, or that you can scoop out and go sell.
Yeah. Oh no, these were like no. If you're
scoop well, out, hey,
it, well, first of all,
everything
it wasn't
sells
very,
about there.
It wasn't a very picturesque tree, but it had to have been at least 25 years old.
There were like axe marks on the bottom of the tree.
Okay, well then that I guess that's
like
why.
Some dude was trying to like, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and build my own house. I'm gonna just take this tree, and the city said, nope, I'm putting this fencing around.
You ain't taking this tree today.
I've never heard.
Somebody told because I made that joke the other day, and somebody was like, you know, they have that so that like the animals or I don't know, something like for nature, it's logistic. I don't know, but
I can understand like what deer and stuff like that. They like strip the trees and all that, right?
Yeah,
they sharpen their horns on them.
But there's no animals whatsoever. There's two ducks in the whole pond.
Definitely ain't no deers out there. Shoot.
So anyway, I had in my mind, I had a couple of things I wanted to shoot, and then there were some blanks that I needed Clark and Mark's help to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And Clark did some really great stunt suggestions of rolling down the hill, like stuff that I never even thought of doing.
Yeah.
And
man, bro, what if you would have got stuck with a syringe?
That's what I was thinking. That's what he wanted you to do.
I did it for the arts.
Oh, you survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this a bad time to tell you I took out an insurance policy on your life, Mark?
Right. I'll tell you, my leg hasn't had that much work. I was sore for 2 days
afterwards.
Yeah,
you told me you messed your leg up with that, right?
Well, it was just sore because I've been doing a lot of stuff with it, you know?
All right.
And then the next day, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got coronavirus because of all the dirty stuff. Like, I came back to the studio and immediately disinfected everything that we brought over there.
If you didn't get it from Mark, you got it from the ground.
But my chest was hurting.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, oh my gosh.
That's a sign.
Mark gave me corona. Okay. But it also hurt the press. Yeah, so it's usually like a muscle pull.
It was from throwing punches.
Yeah, you know what it was? You know what it was?
What?
Me doing, yeah.
You know, that was the best part. There was one that I love so much. I forgot what sound it was. I think, I can't remember, but I'm going to go through and send it to you.
Chuck Norris.
No, there was one. He was all like, like that. And I busted out laughing.
That sounded painful.
But I realized that, like, because the next day it was all gone.
That did like a workout though, for real.
Yeah,
like
it was.
And then flipping.
It was.
Man,
I
really
was flipping, tumbling.
That was
jumping.
Your stunt guy doing that for you.
No, we thought about it. We should have had like somebody look totally different than me be the stunt guy in the same outfit.
Yeah, that been
Bobby,
like Jaime.
Oh.
Have Jaime my clothes.
Dude.
Have Jaime in my clothes. It's not obviously doesn't fit him.
Yeah,
I just have him like do a tumble, and then he comes up right to the screen, and it's me again.
Yep.
But anyway, it's great. We'll release that Wednesday this week, and then on Friday we'll release the blooper reel.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I'm missing from that story? I think we pretty much covered it. We're out there for an hour and a half, sweated, tumbled,
worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark said, "Oh my God, that's amazing!"
Yeah, and that's
to everything.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Is this
what do you think,
before
Mark,
or after the bang bus? I just messing with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have went to that barbecue. Is it actually a really good barbecue place?
Right, no, we were trying to get out as quick as possible. No. Also, there was a bunch of like bugs
you
in the grass.
You talking about Harmon's?
Oh, yeah. Odom's.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Odom's.
No, I literally...
Odom's is all right. They put too much sauce.
Every time I got up from the ground, I had new bites on my hands, like chiggers and...
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then you lost your wallet for a second?
I lost my wallet and my phone.
How?
Well, the wallet I misplaced. The phone I dropped in a field somewhere.
Where were you keeping Did you find it?
Did you find it?
In the back of my spandex.
Oh, he used his Apple Watch to find his phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, how do you do that?
I was too far out of range. That's how deep in the field it was. And I had to just kind of walk around the field until my watch connected to the phone, and then I pinged it.
Oh. So you have the GPS?
No.
One?
No. They have all these Bluetooth.
It just connects Bluetooth. When it gets out of range,
yours can
Bluetooth.
Do it. Well, I know you have the cheap version.
Well, no, I'm saying yours doesn't have the cellular and GPS.
No.
GPS.
No.
So you have the cheap one?
Yeah, I have the cheap. I have the cheap high-end version.
Oh, okay.
But anyway,
not that cheap.
The one that doesn't burn your arm.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't burn me either.
Yeah. We also so this week we lost another legend.
Oh.
I don't know if anyone heard. about 7 months ago, a new streaming platform debuted called Quibi or Quibi or something like that.
Quibi.
And we talked about it when it first came out, how it's a great concept because there is something there for short-form media, like short-form videos. There's something there. They just didn't execute it properly. They don't need to take a full episode of something and chop it into 10 minutes.
Or at the right time. Because
right.
It was perfect for like people on the go. Well, no one was on the go for a while.
Right. They put this thing out like a week before the whole world shut down. So... If there was nothing that was must-see on this platform, except for Reno 911, which I just signed up recently. No,
how about the one with the doll? What's the name of that one?
The one with Anna... What's her name?
I don't know. That chick from all the good movies.
The cute one from like Glee.
She came out in that movie with that guy. Oh, man. I just infected everything.
He dropped his sugar water.
He dropped the sugar water on the
table. What's
the
name of that guy? Just came out with that show on Netflix where he's going across the world doing all these things and... She's on it. An episode where they're trying that water.
Anna Kendrick.
There you go.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she has a talking
sex
doll.
You mean Sarah?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, Anna's way funnier.
I just got on QB, dog, like last week just to watch and watch that Kevin Hart movie. Well, I mean, the Kevin Hart show. And I went through the whole Kevin Hart, but I couldn't go through the whole girl one with the sex doll because it started getting boring.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
It starts out like it could be funny and then it just goes.
It just disappears and I don't want to watch it no more. Mm-hmm. But it was all right, but I'm like, man, I don't know. Now they've just shutting it down like that.
But they had so many big stars on
there. I wonder if I'm going to get charged for that. You know, do I got
to? Well, I mean, they haven't shut it down yet. It's going to shut down.
Oh, when's it going to shut down?
I don't know.
They would cancel it right now before they charge
Watch
you.
Everything you want, which everything's watch like everything 5 minutes.
While it's free, right?
You can watch it in a couple of hours, like Apple TV.
That's cool.
So anyway, we have Jaime here to give a eulogy to the very short... I mean, it died too young. It was too young.
6 months young or something.
7 or 8 months, something like that.
All right.
But...
All right.
It's always tragic when a child loses its life.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
So Jaime's going to give... A eulogy to Quibi. Now, here's the thing, Jaime.
Yeah.
Quibi episodes were 10 minutes or less, so your eulogy has to be 10 seconds or less.
Oh.
Quibi or Quibi or whatever it is, man.
Don't start yet.
Oh.
And now.
Quibi, whatever happened, I'm sorry I didn't get to outlive my contract or whatever. I don't know. I just signed up, and now y'all are disappearing.
All right, that's it. Moving on.
I don't know what to say about some movie. It's not like it was a human. It was like a...
Well, you don't even know what to say about humans half the time.
Yeah, how do you even know?
But cool. Also, the thing is, too, like, you can... I mean, if you're on the go, you can download stuff from Netflix and Hulu and all that.
Yeah. An hour episode, if your commute's 30 minutes and you're on a train or whatever, you can watch 30 minutes on the way to work and 30 minutes on the way back.
Also,
while you're driving.
Yeah. There's that thing called the pause button.
Yeah.
Did Quibi have that?
No, they did not have the pause button. Here's what I will say.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sure they had a pause button. But on like Reno 911, it was cool because of like they're watching somebody's cell phone footage. What you're watching is them watching the cell phone footage. The phone would vibrate, the app would vibrate, and it would tell you to change your orientation of your phone. And you would, and you could see the cell phone video that they're watching. But then it makes it weird because you're like, am I missing what they're doing watching the video?
Okay.
So I feel like I'm missing out. And so I have to go back and watch it twice. It's a lot of work.
It was interactive. It was a cool interactive thing, but then it was too much work.
For me, anyway.
Yeah.
I can see how some people like it, but I'm a completionist and I like to, you know.
But watch it all the way through. You don't want to just let it cut.
Right. And I feel like I'm missing something. Then I have to go back and it's a whole thing.
But also it brings you out of the experience of a show because now you're all like, oh no, I have to interact. And you could break that, you know, concentration of being drawn into the show.
Yeah, exactly. So So now, because this is our Halloween episode, we have a couple of Halloween things that we're going to do before we end. First, Spider has a story. He went to a haunted, where'd you go? A haunted hospital.
Kind of, yeah, it was an old hospital.
Oh, that's cool.
Just out in East Dallas. And like I saw it at night.
Was it next to a fish trap park?
Oh.
No.
It's, and they it's made next it into to,
the, it's in the middle Dallas. Of the forest in East Dallas, which is pretty cool. But it's been abandoned for like 9 or 10 years. So went over there to check it out. Turns out there's a security company that guards the whole thing that has motion sensor cameras and lights and everything.
Ooh, they're still open then. So they're doing something there.
Yeah, well,
yeah, what are they protecting?
There was like a generator running and stuff, so it ended up bailing. The people I went with went back the next day and found one of the security
guards. And we never saw them again.
Right. And the dude was like, oh, yeah, yeah. The dude was like, oh, yeah, if y'all give me $20, I'll give you a tour of the whole property. So ended up going up there. It was kind of cool. Like, every window in that place was busted out. Tons of graffiti, whole lot of swastikas.
So you feel comfortable.
And a lot of
dicks. So it was like an Avenger thing or something.
He's like, it was just like being a mesquite.
But yeah, there's some pretty cool graffiti. There were some doors that would just open and close on their own that I just attributed to the wind because there was no damn windows. But then there was some random footsteps and stuff that was kind of creepy. A lot of human on the floor.
Ew.
Like, they were kicking.
Just like mesquite.
Yeah, they were kicking people out of that place left and right, apparently. Like, there was some rooms left just totally untouched. Like, I was like,
man. Oh, homeless people.
Yeah, it was pretty nice in there.
So then what are they guarding?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Like, because he couldn't
something
tell
on
me.
The ground.
But this whole time, before you said that the guy was like, yeah, I'll give you a tour of this place for $20. I thought this was actually like something that you, like a tour that you would pay.
Yeah, I thought it was like a real haunted house that you go to. You
know? No, I don't think
it's like
was.
A real thing.
No, so, you just showed up.
I mean, it's like a real hospital. That's
no, it's just like I was just going to
close down.
Yeah, I was going to show up and walk around the place if there was no security or anything. But yeah, they're pretty tight about that thing. Apparently, they're going to try and turn it into another hospital. I don't know how, because like the bottom couple floors you can't even get to without like climbing gear
sounds
and stuff.
Like you're in Chernobyl.
Right. Every door was ripped off. And like half of them were in stairwells where like people had either thrown them down there or slid down there. And it was pretty wild.
The price of dead bodies down there.
Dang.
But what was the name of the hospital?
It was just called Doctor's Building.
The way you said that.
Hospital?
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 What is the name of the hospital?
What was it? Okay.
The
fact that you didn't call any attention to that made it even funnier. What they say, if you make a mistake, don't call attention to it. But on this show, if you make a mistake and don't call attention to it, it's even funnier.
I didn't feel haunted at all.
I
took some videos and stuff, and there's whispering all over these videos, and it's creepy as hell.
Oh, we should have pulled the audio of that and played it.
Yeah!
Wow, great show prep, Spider.
Wow. Just give me your phone right now.
I don't have any of the videos. All I have is this picture of one of the
I don't want to see that picture
graffiti.
It looks like a mixture of a cat and the Grinch.
They look like they put some time
into look it's, cool.
It's like the nicest thing I found there.
It's the Grinch and a cat mixed
they
in
put
together.
A lot of time into that they got that good looking
those ghosts but watch that movie Cats. That's what it looks like.
Well, what are the security guards were watching? What someone had time to do a whole mural on a wall?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a 2 week thing right there.
Like, the place had been abandoned for years. They've only been there for like 6 months or something.
But what are they protecting? Why are you paying a security guard?
I don't know.
That's good what question. I want to know.
And there's homeless people in there?
Not anymore. They chased them all out.
We'll find out next week on Jaime Investigates.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey-ya!
Yeah. Let's go. Let's find that security guard. Let's get another tour.
We're almost out of time here. We got to get to this last thing. It's a very action-packed show today. And we didn't get to half the stuff on the schedule. At least we got the vocal processor bit done because that was very important. And also helped us out for this next segment. Now, this was literally planned... in about 30 seconds. If it doesn't work out, I apologize.
Okay.
And we're going to blame it all on this person. On the phone, we actually have the coronavirus, but they are dressed up, to my knowledge, for Halloween as Dr. Fauci. Hi, coronavirus. Hello, coronavirus.
Wow.
That sounds kind of
I'm going to kill you.
Hi.
Coronavirus is aggressive.
I'm going to kill you.
Who?
I'm gonna kill you. Oh, man. You think you're so funny, don't you?
What do you mean, coronavirus?
Seriously, I took my strap on off because I was afraid the cops were going to catch me. You know, and now I want to put it on so I can shove it.
The great thing about this vocal effect is that you can't understand even what she's saying. I mean, what coronavirus is saying.
No, bro.
Let me change it.
You are so ugly. I feel like you're right here in the parking lot. Listen.
Oh, she's outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's standing down in the parking lot.
Yeah. So anyway, why did you choose Dr. Fauci to dress up as this Halloween?
Dr. Fauci!
You know, he came out on Cheaters.
Do you have any big plans for Halloween?
Yeah!
She's pissed off, boy. You got her out there on the street. That's messed up.
I thought she would feel comfortable on there.
I'm about to piss in my pants. I don't know if I would have shoved it in your or piss all over you first.
Huh? Whoa. Yeah, that's a great thing about this vocal processor. Imagine if we didn't have it on.
You know, can you get coronavirus from those two kinds of actions?
Probably.
Probably catch them worse.
I don't understand binary.
I didn't know.
Sounds like the coronavirus got a tracheotomy.
What?
Hang on. This is even what better. What was that? Say that again. We didn't hear you. You had a bad connection. Go ahead. We can hear you better now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. I bet the dogs understand that one.
Yeah.
That's that whispering spider heart in the hospital.
Yeah. It was just coronavirus whispering. Jaime, it was good to see you, by the way.
Thank you. I'll probably come back next week, too.
We won't be here next week.
No one will be here.
Oh, for real, this is the last show?
No, we're doing every other week.
Unless one of us dies.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll come in and do
that. Then I'll do the eulogy. But I thought who's going to do a eulogy on me?
Oh, you will.
Yeah, you have to do your own.
Yeah, you had to pre-record.
Yeah, you had to pre-record.
Sounds great.
So, I think the robot said studio.
You know, people are going to be dissecting this audio for centuries to come.
Did she say Jaime right there?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's going to be audio files are going to be like dissecting. This is like when Lost, when they would put all those clues on the TV show. And then people would like, oh, I got to look that book up. And what does this mean? And that's what this whole episode is. Anyway, did we miss anything? Oh, next week is our election special.
Oh, no.
With Cal Penn.
Oh, did y'all vote? Has anybody voted? Or is anybody going to vote?
Why are you looking at me? Everyone looked at me.
You look like the kind of person that go vote.
Everyone looked at me.
You look like
he's not going to come out the house to vote. But you look like you would go out and vote. Did you go vote?
Did you see this other sticker that I got when I voted?
Yeah, slap your local
slap
racist.
Slap your local racist.
Oh. Well, clock's right here.
Oh, wow. See you next
week. How about that one?
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.